Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Let's take a walk. In fact, let's take two. Our second walk will introduce us to a new innovation trail in Boston and Cambridge, but today it's time for our first walk, and that introduces us to Math. Yep, you heard it right. It is the new Bob Moses Math Trail in Cambridge's Port neighborhood, and it not only introduces kids to the joy of math, but it gives us all a glimpse into one strategy for diversifying the STEM field. Joining us now, Charlene Yang, director of the Cambridge STEAM Initiative, and Omo Moses, CEO of Math Talk and one of the designers of the Bob Moses Math Trail. Charlene, welcome.
Welcome. Well, thank you so much.
Great to have you, and Omo, welcome to you, too.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so I've seen some of the images, some of the sort of games along here, Omo. I want to bring people in right away. So describe it. What are we looking at? Walk us through the trail a little bit.
Absolutely. So every math trail is really an invitation for adults and kids to engage with all the math that's all around them. And so whether it's through art, whether it's through movement, we're encouraging adults and kids to kind of see math in their world and to feel comfortable exploring it.
What's the very first activity a kid can engage in at the beginning of the trail?
Yeah, so the very first activity on this particular trail involves my dad. And so we used his height to create a unit of measurement called an RPM. And so we have a sign that's a little bit, it's about 6 feet tall, and people can stand next to that sign to measure themselves. And you can measure yourself in feet, or you can measure yourselves in books. And so we're always looking at, you know, how we can engage math from a traditional perspective, but then also from a non-standard or non-traditional perspective as well.
So I want to come back to that feature in just a second specifically. I'm just going to jump over to you for just a second, Charlene. Mm-hmm. The goal here, so we know what now the trail is. What's the goal?
The goal, you know, as Omo said, is to really create this culture that math is everywhere, that math is joyful, and to really increase the conversations that we naturally have with math. You know, one of the mission of the STEAM Initiative is really to break down barriers and access to STEAM pathways and STEAM opportunities. And, you know, I think a lot of folks, you know, really focus, oh, we need to create more internships. There's so many industry partners that we have in the Kendall Square area, but you have to go earlier than that. You have to start to engage young people in the skills and, you know, their own, like, development of their own identities as mathematicians and scientists and engineers, really starting as early as possible. And so the Math Trail really helps us to do that.
And STEAM, just for listeners who may not know, science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Mm-hmm. And that's really the goal here, is to incorporate all of those in this mm-hmm. kind of walkable, playful, livable experience. Mm-hmm. So Omo, I'll turn back to you now, because you talked about this first feature. It's got two things I want to talk. The first is your dad,
yeah.
Right? So Bob Moses is your dad. Famous civil rights activist, was a leader of SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordination Committee. We know Martin Luther King Jr. thought well of him, spoke highly of him. He turned later to work in math education at an organization called the Algebra Project. So we're going to play a little sound here of your dad in two pieces. It's from a Room 212 video from 2021 called Math Literacy as a 21st Century Right. And here is your dad, Bob Moses, talking about an effort to register sharecroppers to vote in Mississippi in 1963, where a district court judge asked why SNCC was registering, quote, illiterates. So here's your dad.
At the heart of that matter was sharecropper education. And that's an education which says you are pre-assigned work, and so therefore you get at best an education for the work which you've been pre-assigned.
And then he goes on to look forward past the 60s.
Now, the problem in the country is that sharecropper education has caught up with the whole country, in the sense that over 90% of the students in the country get an education geared to 20th century technology.
So connect the dots on math here to everything your dad was trying to accomplish and how you're trying to follow that legacy?
Absolutely. I mean, what my dad understood was that, you know, we live in a caste system, and that the way that caste system gets perpetuated is through the classrooms and through the educational system. And so when I was a kid, he would say, you know, if your friends don't get this algebra, they're going to end up in jail. Or he also said, you know, that math is a key to citizenship in the 21st century. And so that was the window for me to think critically about myself and the country and my relationship to it. And at first, I didn't really understand what he meant. But I remember when I got to high school, it was clear as day. You know, I was getting an education that prepared me for Stanford and Harvard, whereas my friends that I grew up with were getting an education that was preparing them for menial work or prison. And 30 years later, you know, I see it with my son, who for the first time, he's now in fifth grade, has a teacher that really recognizes his math potential and really is invested in growing and supporting it and nurturing it. And so this is a kid that's had all the support he needed, but the system, you know, isn't prepared to recognize that potential and to nurture it. And so my dad understood that, you know, mathematics could be a gateway to opportunity. And so when he started, he really focused on algebra as kind of the entry point and how algebra can be an access point to college preparatory math classes and a gateway to college. And so what I've done is really bring it lower and think about, you know, how math at the earliest ages really prepares kids to enter kindergarten and formal schooling really ready to do the work that's available to them. But also we got to work with the parents, and the parents need to be prepared to really advocate for their kids, because if they're not ready to advocate for their kids, the system's going to continue to do the same thing it always does with a certain subset of kids, regardless of how they're prepared to learn. And so, you know, the goal of Math Talk is to really open up the world of mathematics to adults and kids and prepare them to be able to take advantage of all the opportunities that it affords them.
We're talking with Omo Moses, who's CEO of Math Talk and one of the designers of the Bob Moses Math Trail, and Charlene Yang, director of the Cambridge STEAM Initiative. The Bob Moses Math Trail is in Cambridge. A couple of things there for you, Charlene. When Omo said math is a key to citizenship, you nodded vigorously. So pick up on that point.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much, particularly since we live in such a technologically savvy world, where math is really, as you said, the gateway to so many opportunities. And I, you know, the STEAM initiative started because we, you know, there was a noticing by the community that a lot of industry was moving into Kendall Square, which borders on the Port neighborhood, which is traditionally one of the most marginalized communities in the city. And how would we be able to bridge opportunities from the Port neighborhood so that the people who live there have an opportunity to work in Kendall Square? And, you know, a lot of that work is really around, you know, how do we start to build those skills at an early age? And, you know, having the, you know, math, everyone thinks of sort of like the equations you learn in school, but it's really about problem solving, being creative, you know, being able to work in teams to solve problems together, to be able to analyze what you see around them. And all of those skills are really critical to being a active citizen in today's world.
So I want to pick up on that with both of you. And this idea of, you know, it's more than just, you know, X plus Y equals Z. It's problem solving, et cetera. One of the things that we've heard, especially over the last few years, is anxiety from parents about helping their kids with math, both that somehow we don't own math unless we're special mathy people, right? Which is certainly, I grew up thinking I was not a mathy person and that I couldn't do that with my kids, but also because our kids in school now are being taught, as you say, Charlene, a much more problem-solving organic approach versus the ways we learned to learn math as parents. So, Omo, I'll turn to you. Is this a chance for parents to re-own math in a new way?
Absolutely. And that's what we want them to be able to do. And so one of the first things I did with my kids, we wrote a book called Sometimes We Do, which is about me and my son, you know, making pancakes and all the math conversations that came out of that experience. And the idea is that, you know, you can learn math while you're riding the train. And I would always say to my son, you know, what's the next stop or how many stops to Park Street? And that became the way that he thought of math, you know, while he was on the train, or, you know, whether or not we're outside and at a bus stop and I might ask him, how many triangles can you find? What can you see? And I think the idea is that math is a conversation. Math is about language. It's about context. It's about exploring your immediate environment in ways that matter and important to you. And, you know, all cultures have rich mathematical histories and ways of seeing and exploring mathematics. And so we want parents to be able to tap into the things that they enjoy doing, the things that they enjoy doing with their kids, and using those as opportunities to have conversations that the kids enjoy that really open up the world of mathematics to them.
We're talking with Omo Moses and Charlene Yang about the new Bob Moses Math Trail, which is in the Port neighborhood of Cambridge. Charlene, has your family used the trail? The big launch was Saturday.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there was an earlier prototype of a giant number line that was on my son's way to preschool. So we would walk every morning. And I remember when he was around four, he kind of noticed it. He's like, what's this? And I said, oh, well, you know, it's a number line. And I said, you know, every mark on the line is like one unit. And so he would like count it. And there was a point where I was like, okay, it's going to take us forever to get to school because it's like, and then every time he'd make a mistake, he'd start over. So I'm like, let's count by tens, right? And so he was like already noticing it and asking questions. And that's the piece around math that I think the Math Trail really brings out, is that you don't have to be an expert on math. I mean, like you said, I think there's this real interesting culture around people almost taking pride in saying, I'm not a math person. Oh, I hated math in school. And really, math is just so joyful and it's playful. It's about noticing patterns. It's about noticing things around you. And when you really focus on that and just asking your children, what do you notice? What's higher? What's lower? What's bigger? What's smaller? It becomes a very different kind of conversation that is easily navigable by any adult, any parent, right? And that's the piece that we really want to bring out. And as kids start to think in that way and develop those habits of mind, it becomes natural as they enter school.
So one of the things that struck me, Omo, you talked about, you know, the first, I keep thinking of it almost like an obstacle course, which is the wrong way to think about it, but the first activity on the trail, one can measure in your dad, RMs,
yeah,
right?
RPMs.
It makes me think of Smoots on the Harvard Bridge, right? The MIT, the legendary 1950s fraternity, they measured the length of the bridge by a guy named Smoot, who went on to be the head of the American Standards Board. Mm. Was that the inspiration for how to do this?
Absolutely. And, you know, we created a number line on the Magazine Beach Bridge. And, you know, Smoots was the inspiration to do that. And I think it really builds off the algebra project and how, you know, they've thought about how do you take mathematics or pull mathematics from common experiences, from common language, and how do you create your own symbols, you know, to represent mathematical meaning. And so I think, you know, I was at the, you know, the sign the other day with my daughter, and, you know, we're asking, well, you can be 4 feet tall, you can be 6 books tall, you can be, you know, 10 apples tall, and those are all equivalent. And so I think what we're inspiring people to also do is to think out the box, think differently, understand that you can create meaning out of experiences that you've had in ways that connect to more standard ways of thinking about things.
So, Charlene, last question to you. I mean, Massachusetts data clearly indicates that in STEM careers, African Americans, Hispanic or Latino Americans in Massachusetts underrepresented in STEM careers. How are you going to know if that part of this goal worked?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we are within a very complicated system of supports, right? And then there's a school system, and also the system of of employment in this country.
It's a really complex.
There are a lot of biases, you know, and we can only take things one step at a time. And so the piece with early math, it also leads into what happens when they enter school, and what are systems and priorities and policies that need to be shifted within our school district as well in terms of access to math. math and how we support students, particularly, you know, with Bob Moses's, you know, real goal of, you know, looking at ninth grade algebra as a gateway. How do we start to shift that, right? And so I think there are different indicators along the way. You know, one of the things that we're doing within the STEAM initiative is also looking at students' math mindsets as they enter upper school, you know, or our middle school grades around, you know, how do students identify themselves as math learners? How do they, you know, approach problems? Do they feel comfortable raising their hand when they don't, you know the answer to a question? And so there are different things that we're doing within the initiative to start measuring those things. But ultimately, what we hope for is that Kendall Square will have the same, you know, that will have the same demographic makeup as the city.
All right. Mm-hmm. That is Charlene Yang, who is director of the Cambridge STEAM Initiative. Also here, Omo Moses, CEO of Math Talk, son of civil rights leader Bob Moses, who's the namesake of the Bob Moses Math Trail. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.